Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tech Loft Podcast, Episode 10. I'm your host, Sal, and here is your gaming and tech news for the week just before Christmas. I believe it's December 21st. But before I kick it off, I just want to remind everyone that this podcast is available on several platforms. We've got Anchor, our home, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Overcast, and I'm not talking about the weather, Radio, Public, Stitcher, and plenty of more platforms coming in the future. So I guess that's it. Let's get rolling on this week's headlines that I carefully curated from the news. Okay, so let's kick off this episode with news from Microsoft. Now, I guess the going trend is that Microsoft, PlayStation, they're going to be coming out with a low-end and a high-end gaming console. We've seen that with the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. And we're going to see this in the next generation as well. And Microsoft, their next high-end gaming console has been codenamed Anaconda. So this is the Xbox One X successor. And that comes on top of the regular, I guess, low-end console codenamed Scarlet. All right, so I guess the codename Scarlet is for the entire line for the next generation. And we got Anaconda for the high-end model. Moving on to Nintendo. So Nintendo has announced that they're going to stop selling the classic Nintendo Entertainment System as well as the Super Nintendo Entertainment System Classic. Those will be no longer available once all sales have everything's been sold. This kind of sucks because it is a great little console and it's extremely high demand and, you know, everyone's been buying them and unfortunately jacking up the price and trying to sell them to people, you know, that just maybe don't have the patience to wait or they don't know. But hopefully whoever wants one will get one in their hands. I know I've got mine, so I'm really happy for that. Also, news from Nintendo is that they have released classic NES controllers for the Switch. Now, these are only available if you're a Nintendo Switch Online member, okay? And they're sold in pairs for $60, and they're ordered direct through Nintendo, and we've heard lots of good things about them. And they are the same size and all, trying to keep true to the original Nintendo Entertainment System controller. Now, I just want to remind everyone, links to all my new sources are available on the techloft.com website. So you can not only go there and listen to the podcast, but all the headlines will be there, all the notes that I've mentioned here in the show. Moving on, let's talk about Alexa. So I recently purchased an Alexa. It's been about 2 weeks. It's been in my home. You know, to be honest, it's nothing that great. I purchased the Echo Plus. It was $50 off. It came with a free smart light bulb. So I got all that for $150. So I got it because the price was low. And again, it's okay. And I bought the Plus because it's the premium speaker. So for myself, I like to have music playing in the background. I like listening to music. I don't have to be in one place to listen to music or walk around with headphones. I like to have it, you know, fill the space or the home. So this is on top of my Sonos speakers. Now, they don't work with in tandem speakers, as in they all play the same music. Unfortunately, they are separate, but I think that'll be later on in a YouTube video that I will put together. And you can find that in the future on my YouTube channel, the Tech Loft channel. So I wanted to bring up the Alexa because I got a couple stories here, or just one. Let me see here. So if for those familiar with the Big Mouth Bass, I think those were it was just a fish, a bass that would hang on your wall and it would sing a song or two. Now, those have been available since 1999. And in 2016, someone had integrated it with Alexa. So when they triggered Alexa with the keyword, the fish would talk and would talk with Alexa's voice. So now Amazon are now selling, they've mass produced the Big Mouth Bass integrated with Alexa on their website. And I think it's pretty neat. It's comical. And should be more entertaining than just speaking to a speaker. Now you can speak to a fish. So you can find those on the website, Amazon's website as well. And and they're going on sale. So they're already available right now. Also, Alexa. News is now Alexa can be I'm not sure if about trained, but it has the skill to listen for breaking glass. And what I'm saying is, they can be trained. It can be used to monitor your home. So in the event there is broken glass or something, you know, out of the ordinary, a loud noise, Alexa can now be the burglar alarm. And this is available in the latest update. I have not used it yet. I am gonna try it out. I'm not gonna break any glass, but just a feature. I know from what I've read, also from another article, is that once Alexa is enabled to safeguard your house or home, it'll either play people speaking or something along those lines. So I'll have the link for more information on the website. And finally, to close off, actually, no, I have a bit of Apple news. So there's lots of talk going on about 5G beginning to operate on the cell towers and stuff. And one thing I've read is that Apple probably won't have 5G available in their phones until possibly 2020. And the reason was, it was all in one simple photo. So I believe it was LG or some other manufacturer has 5G enabled phones. And the thing about those phones is that they have a protruding antenna. Now, I'm not talking about a long silver, old style antenna that you find on a radio, but you do find this chunky little rectangle sticking out. And so I don't think, if someone likes the way their phone looks, slim, slender, Apple's going to try to wait and try to get the design to fit right inside the phone. I really don't care for 5G. I'm quite content with the 3G even. When you're using 4G, it is a treat when you're trying to stream and download. But and possibly other phone manufacturers may wait. So that's why we won't see 5G built into these phones in this next year or so. And finally, we've got some Sony PlayStation Classic news. I know that's been coming up recently in every podcast, but I finally returned mine yesterday. I didn't even open it. I had it in my possession the day it got released. I pre-ordered it and I had it sitting here on the floor, and I was just contemplating whether I should open it because of just all the bad news or negative press, but it was warranted, and if you listen to my previous episode, I went on listing all about the the bad stuff about it, right? From game choices to not even having a simple USB adapter included with the console. But it is officially a flop. Now, Japanese numbers, they have here 120,000 sold in the first week, okay, when compared to the Super Nintendo Classic, which sold 369,000 units. Really big difference there. And also, if you go to Amazon.com right now, you'll find the PlayStation Classic console for $74.99. They've knocked off $25, about that, and they're going to give you a $25 gift card. This is unbelievable. They're actually paying. They're trying to pay people to buy this console and get it off their hands. Now, when I went to Best Buy to return my console last night, they had this huge mountain of PlayStation Classics on the counter, and they also had a huge mountain near the front entrance. Maybe they wanted people to steal them. I don't know, because they had a lot, and even the girl at the counter who was helping me, she's like, we seem to have a lot of them. They're not selling very well. I said, yeah, you know, and this is Sony's own fault. They dropped the ball big time on this. And I mean, if I can, I brought mine back. If I can find one at a much cheaper price in the near future, I'll get it. Because the PlayStation Classic is near and dear to me. It's what turned me on to the PlayStation brand. I loved it. Gran Turismo, Siphon Filter, Metal Gear Solid. You know, I really love playing all those titles, but it just wasn't worth it. Especially in the States, it retails for $100, and they've already begun cutting prices. But here in Canada, it's still $130, $129.99. And I've been monitoring all the websites from Amazon, Best Buy, even Staples has it for $145 for some reason. They're absolutely out to lunch, it looks like. But that's it. That's all the news on this week's Tech Loft Podcast, Episode 10. If you found anything that you'd like more information on, don't forget to hit the website, thetechloft.com, and check out the news links on the website there. And once again, you can always subscribe to the show on all the popular platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Anchor, which is near and dear to my heart. If you want to start a podcast with yourself or with someone, choose anchor.fm. They are a fantastic resource. Not only they host, you can also record off the fly with the app. It's just, and you don't even have to worry about distribution. They just distribute it to all the popular platforms, and it's all free. I just love anchor.fm, and I encourage anyone who's interested in getting into podcasting to start there first. Great website for people that want to start a podcast. Anyways, folks, thanks for tuning in. And if you like this episode, please subscribe. And we'll see you in the next week's show. If it's not next week, maybe we'll see you in the new year. But definitely, we'll see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe. I'm your host, Sal, and this is Episode 10 of the Tech Loft Podcast. Ciao for now.